Welcome to another exciting show of Transformation. Prosper with Wayne, creating wealth, health, and happiness in your life with your host, life and business coach, author, entrepreneur, and lover of life, Wayne Sutton. Prepare to become excited, expand your beliefs, and truly prosper in all the areas of your life. Enjoy.
Hey guys, Wayne Sutton here, Life Coach You. Life Coach You, pick up your book at lifecoachlifestyle.com. Today I'm reading from a book, actually called The Book of Coaching. And one of the co-founders of Mind Valley. I just want to read this. You know, I'm an avid reader. You've got to become an avid reader if you're going to help people, if you're going to lead people, readers are leaders. So I'm reading this chapter called Selling is Love. Selling is Love. And I just want to give credit out to this chapter because it is such a mind shift and it may help you. I want you to grab a hold of this. Selling is love. And I'm just going to read verbatim some of this and some of them is going to talk about it. It says, selling love is not a catchy title. It's the essence of how sales should happen, how sales must happen. When selling is about love, it's easy, never sleazy. Love that. Now, when we think about sales, I'm a sales trainer. I know how to create sales. We talk about how to create sales and by going in and developing or eliciting criteria, by finding the emotional hot buttons, by finding their needs and their wants and linking that to our product and by targeting the right people, the indoctrination process, all of this is important. Techniques matter. I want you to grab hold of this. Techniques matter. But it's the heart set that will keep you moving forward. It's the right heart and the right mindset that will help you do the right thing. So again, it's easy, not sleazy. So let's go in here. It's a shift your energy. Most sales training programs focus on techniques. They're useful. They're great. It gives you a framework. But now this next part, I kind of agree with them and I get where they're going. So we'll just go with it. I'm going to read it to you. And if I don't fully agree with it, I'm going to read it to you. But techniques can rapidly get old. They become stale. Certain techniques feel incongruent with your values. We're not going to dive into sales techniques. That would add another 15,000 words to this book. Let's reframe how you approach sales. And now I do agree with this part. Shift your energy around selling. Service first, love always. Service first, love always. So when we think about the word sales, do you think about the used car salesman? Do you see the Wolf of Wall Street, Jordan Belfort in the Wolf of Wall Street? But what about other people that sell? See, when we think sales just as one area, it's hard for us to see the benefit. But what about, and I love here, they use a couple of examples. We don't think doctors sell. We don't think teachers sell. But they do. Think about this. A doctor has to sell you on taking this medicine or adopting this lifestyle or whatever it is. A teacher has to sell you on grabbing this information, using this information, on behavior modification. A teacher, our kids are being sold every day if they're in school. An entrepreneur needs to sell the benefits of a world-changing invention to get funded. Mother Teresa sold her message to help the poor, sick, and needy. The Dalai Lama sells peace and joy. These types of sales, think about that. Mother Teresa, the Dalai Lama, the pastor of your local church, whatever, they don't seem icky or tired or pushy because they're coming from a heart of love. Sales express who you are as a coach to your potential client. When you coach people properly, their lives change and their lives become better. So what do you think about when you think about selling? Is it, how do I get them to buy? How do I get them to buy? How do I get that credit card number? Or is it, how can I help them create changes they want to create? What is the support they need? When you ask those questions, your energy and your viewpoint changes. Yes, you need the techniques of learning how to ask for the business, how to follow through, how to earn their business. I agree with that. But you also need to go into this place of, how can I serve them? How can I get them to see? If you bring that honest communication, that congruency, that authenticity, you communicate respect and you sell from a place of service. Now, all out of the book, I want to talk about this. I've had a number of people in the last few weeks come on board with us as coaching clients, and they said, Wayne, and I brought them on board, and I had somebody else do the follow-up afterwards, and it's just like, Wayne, I got so much positive feedback because I really do care. And that's the key. It's hard to fake something for so long. If you don't care, it's going to be hard to fake that you care. So you got to get into a heart that you do care. And if you don't care about people, then you may want to ask, why are you doing what you're doing? Is it just for the money? You know, here I'm not your judge, but if it's just for the money, you're going to be limited. But if you really do care, you really do want to see people progress, then it's so much easier to sell and it's so much easier to do great. And one way of doing that is just asking. Those who know me know I'm a minister. Ask, Lord, help me to truly care about these people. Show me what I must do to truly care. And he'll give you that insight. He'll give you that wisdom. So listen to me, guys. If you need something, let me know. Pick up the book. Pick up the book, lifecoachlifestyle.com. Also, pick up the phone. Call me. I'm here. 910-233-2511. 910-233-2511. Look forward to hearing from you. God bless.
Thanks for joining us again at Prosper with Wayne. Be sure to subscribe to us for more exciting, life-changing episodes. Go today, in fact. Go now to prosperwithwayne.com and enter your email for our exclusive newsletter and other resources. God bless and go prosper.